So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion about Kiddush HaChodesh. Amar B'Zeiru, Amar B'Nachman, Kasveka L'Kamesh Adinan. If B'nai HaGoyle do not know which day was proclaimed as Rosh Chodesh, and it is a month that contains Yom Tovim, they must hold 2 days Yom Tov out of Safek. Which 2 days? Rav Nachman teaches that they must go forward, not backward. This means they count the 30th day of the previous month as the first day of the new month, assuming the previous month to have been a Chodesh Chasar of 29 days. Based on that, the 15th day is Yom Tov Pesach or Sukkot. They must also observe the next day, the 16th, as Yom Tov, because perhaps the previous month was extended to be a Chodesh Mali, a full month of 30 days, and the 31st day was proclaimed Rosh Chodesh as the first day of the new month. If so, what they consider the 16th is actually the 15th day of the month and Yom Tov. However, they do not have to observe the earlier day, the 14th, as Yom Tov, because there is no possibility for what they consider the 14th to be the 15th, as the 29th day was certainly not proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, because there cannot be a month of only 28 days. The Gemara continues with a related halacha. Macher is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan announced, Kol heicha d'matu shluchei Nisan, v'loi matu shluchei Tishrei. Regarding those cities, which the messengers could reach by Pesach, but cannot reach by Sukkot, Rashi explains, as the Gemara Lamed Beis teaches, Al kriyasim at mechalol, v'at mechalol al kiyumen. The Eidim may be mechalol Shabbos, on the way to testify about sighting the new moon, so that Bezni can proclaim Rosh Chodesh. But the Shluchim may not be mechalol Shabbos, on the way to inform the outlying areas of Rosh Chodesh, so that they could observe Yom Tov properly. Therefore, in Nisan, the Shluchim have all days, other than Shabbos, available for travel. As a result, they can reach more distant communities of the diaspora from Rosh Chodesh until Pesach, as opposed to Tishrei, when in addition to Shabbos, they may not travel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Halachically, these communities would observe 1 day of Yom Tov Pesach, when they were certain of the date, and 2 days Yom Tov Sukkot, when they were doubtful of the date. However, Birchanan decreed, Li'av D'Treyemi, Kseri Nisan Atu Tishrei, they should observe 2 days of Yom Tov Pesach, because otherwise they might become lax, and observe only 1 day of Yom Tov Sukkot as well. The Gemara continues, Shalach le'Rav Huna Barav and le'Rava, Kat Chazes Demashcha Kufas Tevis, as Shitza Benisan, Avra Lahi Shaita. When you see that the winter season, known as Tekuvas Tevis, will continue until the 16th of Nisan, then you should make that year a leap year. V'lo tachushla, and do not heed any other opinions. This is learned from the Pasuk. Shamer es Chodesh Aviv, from which we learn, Shamer Aviv shal Tekuvas Shehei b'Chodesh Nisan. Guard the spring season, Tekuvas Nisan, to make sure that it starts in the beginning of the month of Nisan. And finally, Rav Nachman taught the Nechusa Yama, those who travel the seas and cannot be notified of Rosh Chodesh, that when they see a full moon, they should perform bir chametz. As the Gemara explains that generally the full moon is visible on the 15th of the month. However, for sea travelers, for whom d'megaluluhu alma, the entire sky is clearly visible to them, a full moon is already visible on the 14th of the month, which is the time for bedikas chametz. Zak de Mishnah, al shnei chadashim mechal nesa Shabbos, al nisan v'al tishrei, shebehen shluchin yaitzin l'suria, uvehen misaknes amoyadis. For the 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei, the Eidim may be Mechal Shabbos on their way to testify about sighting the new moon, because Rosh Chodesh of these months sets the date for the Yom Tovim. G'shoye Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Mechal and Af Al Kulam Netakon Sakarban. And when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Eidim were allowed to Mechal Shabbos every month in order to bring the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara questions the point that messengers are sent out only for these 2 months from a previous Mishnah, Al Vav Chadash Mashluchin Yaitzin. The messengers are sent for 6 months, which have any type of Yom Tov in them. The Gemara explains that for these 6 months, messengers are sent out the previous evening, if the moon was clearly seen that evening. And we are certain that the Bezdin will proclaim Rosh Chodesh the following morning. However, Nisan and Tishrei, the messengers do not travel until the morning, when they actually hear the Bezdin pronounce the words Mekudesh Mekudesh. Since the Yom Tovim are set according to these 2 months, the messengers must actually hear the pronouncement from Bezdin before leaving. The Gemara brings the source for allowing witnesses to travel, even on Shabbos, to come and testify about the new moon. The Pasuk says, Eile mayadei Hashem ashtikru eisim b'me'adam. As Rashi explains, His hiram shleyaver hamoyed shel zman kriyasim, which is referring to Kiddush HaChodesh, and this must be b'me'adam, in its proper time, even if it means being mechal Shabbos. However, from the words Tikru Oisam, we learn Al Kriyasim At Mechalel V'At Mechalel Al Kiyumen. Only for the purpose of sanctifying the new month may one be Mechal Shabbos, but not for the fulfillment of the new month, meaning that messengers may not be Mechal Shabbos to inform the public of when Rosh Chodesh was set. Zakh the Mishnah. Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shalainir Ba'alil, Mechal Malavas HaShabbos. Whether or not the moon can be clearly seen, and one can safely assume that the moon will be clearly visible in Yerushalayim as well, one should travel even on Shabbos to testify. Rabbi Yezi Yomer, Im Nera Ba'alil, Ein Mechal Malavas HaShabbos. Rabbi Yezi holds that if the moon is seen clearly, they may not be Mechal Shabbos. There is no need to go because we can assume that people in Yerushalayim have also seen it. The Mishnah relates that one time, more than 40 peers of witnesses were on their way to Yerushalayim to testify about the setting of the new moon, and Rabbi Akiva prevented the extra peers of witnesses from traveling on Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel heard about this and commented to Rabbi Akiva that such conduct will prevent people from traveling to Yerushalayim in the future, as they will assume that others saw the moon as well. The Mishnah used the word Alil to refer to a clear moon. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim using the word Alil to show that Alil means clear. Imres Hashem Amaris Tahiris, Kesev Tzarif Balil La'aretz Mezukuk Shevesayim. The words of Hashem are pure like purified silver, clear to the world, refined sevenfold. The Gemara then darshens the end of the pasuk, Mezukuk Shevesayim. Rabbi Shmuel, Chad Omar Nun Shari Bina Nivri Ba'ilam. There are 50 levels of Bina that were created in the world, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to obtain 49 of them, as the pasuk states, V'chad Tachasreyu Mi'ad Melikim. Moshe Rabbeinu was missing but a small amount from the highest level. Shevesayim is 7 times 7 equals 49. The Gemara continues by quoting the pasuk in Kehelis. Bikish Kehelis Limtzei Divri Chavitz. Bikish Kehelis Lias Kemoshe. Shlomo HaMelech asked to be able to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yetzer bas kavam alai, v'chasav yesha direi emes. It is clearly written, v'leikam navi, oid b'Yisrael k'moshe. V'chadam ben neviim leikam, b'malachim kam. Another opinion says that Shlomo HaMelech did indeed reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, as there was no navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but there was a king like him, Shlomo HaMelech. This mandama interprets the pasuk, b'ikash kehelis limtzei direi chefetz, Bikish Kehelis Lodin Dinin Shebelev, Shaloi Be'edim V'Shaloi Basra. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to judge cases based on the feelings of his heart, without witnesses and without Hasra. When the Basko came out and said, because of Yeshu Dibri Yemes, it is clearly written, Al Pishnai Meidim Yokum Dover. A case can only be determined based on the testimony of two witnesses.